Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, direct sales specialist and the Christian direct seller. I am thrilled that this is the last Monday of the year, and we've got a brand new year starting by next week. So I'm tickled and thrilled. It's going to be fantastic. But today we're going to be talking about how it is a new day and how the Lord has called us to launch out into the deep and let down our nets. You know, our passage this morning comes from Luke 5. And Jesus was doing his business. He was just out and about, and he was starting to fulfill the call on his life. And he said to Peter at his house, he said, you know, I'm going to go preach the good news, the gospel, the kingdom of God to other cities and towns, just like, you know, I was sent for this purpose. He knew exactly what his purpose was, what God called him to do. And he said, I'm just going to be out doing my thing, right? And he continued to preach in the synagogues of Galilee. So he started going around preaching and things like that. Well, it occurred that while people pressed upon Jesus to hear the message of this good news of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee. And he saw two boats drawn up by the lake, but the fishermen had gone down from them, and they were washing their nets. So they had already done all their work, but Jesus still had, you know, the people pressing in. And he looked over and he thought, you know what, this would be a good idea. I think I'm going to go and get in one of these boats, and I'm going to go out into the sea. Now, the reason why he went out to the sea, I think probably he wanted a little space from everybody pressing in. They were so excited to hear this good news. People were drawn to him, just like people will be drawn to you as you share the good news and you minister in the marketplace. However, it also was a great way. Back then, we didn't have microphones. And so for the speakers to have their voice carry, many times they would go out onto the water. I don't know if you've ever experienced this or experimented with it, but if you go out onto the water, your voice carries. It carries much, much further. So Jesus decided he was going to work a little bit smarter instead of working harder, which he encourages all of us to do. And getting into one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon Peter, he requested him to draw away a little bit from the shore. Then he sat down, and he continued to teach the crowd of people from the boat. And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into the deep water, and then lower your nets for a haul. Now, I want to stop here just for a second. I could tell by the scripture, and we're going to go a little bit further into the scripture in just a few minutes, but Peter had a rough night. To me, it sounds like they were, you know, that's when you fish because you can get the biggest catch, but he sounded to me like he had a really rough time. He had toiled, is what the word actually says, and he was exhausted. So besides it just being a bad night for him, maybe you've had a bad night with your business. I'm not really sure. Or maybe you've had it be where this last year was a little bit tougher. Maybe you didn't get the results that you had hoped for. Maybe you can identify with Peter. But it had been a bad night, and he hadn't been able to catch one fish, not even one. Even though Peter knew all the spots, he was a professional. I mean, this is what he did day in and day out. This is how he fed his family. This was his living. And he knew where the good fishing holes were. He knew exactly where they would gather, what bait to use. I mean, he knew exactly. Why in the world would Peter listen to what a carpenter guy would say, right? And especially somebody who's got all these people following him. He's not even doing what his job is. Why would he even listen? You know, I'm sure in his own mind he probably thought, you know what, I think I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and do that tomorrow. I'm tired. Or maybe he'll say, you know what, maybe tomorrow the wind will shift. Or maybe tomorrow the weather might be better. Or maybe tomorrow the economy might be better. Or maybe people won't be driving me nuts. Or maybe I'll just be in a better mood. Or maybe I'll just feel like doing business tomorrow. Do any of these things sound familiar to you? But then Jesus came and he interrupted. I mean, really, Peter's out there, he's washing his nets, he's trying to just get done for the night, and then Jesus butts in, interrupts, and he says, you know what? What I want you to do is I want you to launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. I'm sure he's thinking, you know, dude, let me just do my deal. I don't want to have to do extra. I don't want to have to, you know, do extra ministry. I don't want to have to listen to other people. What the Lord told him in Luke 5:4 was very important. I want to repeat it again. He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a haul or a catch. The Lord wanted to give him a huge harvest. Not because of anything he had done, but just because he wanted to do that. And because he had let him get into his boat, what an extra blessing I'm sure the Lord thought he was going to give him. Now, this was a pretty unexpected twist because this carpenter was trying to tell this fisherman how to do their job. And Peter knew it wouldn't work. He knew how to do his job. He knew how to do it well. But out of respect for the master, he decided to obey, well, at least to a limited degree. The Lord said to drop down his nets, launch out into the deep, get out of your comfort zone, and let down your nets, more than one tool to get your harvest, right? Well, rather than dropping the nets, he half-heartedly dropped one. And he said, you know, Master, we've toiled all night, exhaustingly, and we've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I'm going to let down the net. Again, only one. Now, the next six verses in the Bible tell us the rest of the story. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, so many that their net was breaking. So they had to signal to their partners in the other boat to come out and help them. And they came and filled both their boats so much that they began to sink. What an incredible blessing. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were the partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid, for now I'm going to call you to be a fisher of men. You're going to be catching men. So when they had brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and they followed him. I want to break this down for you just a little bit. Even though they were exhausted, they did obey partially. If they would have obeyed wholeheartedly with a really good attitude, they would have had even greater blessings. Can you imagine? Then it says here that what they did is they caught that great number of fish. But basically what he was asking is he said, you know what, stop trying to do it your way. Do it my way. Just do what I tell you, and I promise the blessing will be there. So let me ask you this question. Will you surrender your dream? And I'm not saying to give up on your dream. Because he didn't say, okay, Peter, what I want you to do is do something totally different. No, he said, do what you're good at. Do what I say, and you'll get that blessing. One of the keys to financial blessing is obedience, complete and immediate obedience. And you know, as we read through here, we heard that one of the greatest blessings that Peter received was the life-changing revelation of who Jesus was. It was so impactful in his life, he left everything. It says, when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. They had just brought in a huge haul of fish. That's a lot of money. And they left their boats. That's also a lot of money. And they left their livelihood. You know, the Lord asked him to launch out into the deep. Is this what God is asking of you for the new year? You know, there's several relevant messages for us hidden inside of this account of Peter's calling into the ministry. And I'm not saying that you have to leave your direct selling business and go into full-time ministry. I'm saying the Lord's probably calling you to minister in the marketplace, and he's giving you the extra blessing of having your business and all of the good things that that provides. Jesus is still commanding his people, in a spiritual sense, for us to launch out into the deep. Such a command could mean launching out into the depth of God's word and into the depth of his spirit in order to discover your spiritual identity and your full daughtership or sonship potential. Or it could be with your business. Of course, this is going to happen, but what we first have to do if we're going to accept this call, is we have to push away from the sandy shore of being comfortable, being self-serving, self-centered, and only focusing on us. Only then can we really get into the depths of our glorious inheritance. You know, the Holy Spirit will help us in this endeavor because he tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10, as it's written, eye hasn't seen or ear has not heard nor have entered into the heart of a man the things which God has prepared for all those who love him. If you have that dream in your heart, God has more. He tells us that in Ephesians 3:20 as well. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, listen to this, the deep things of God. So he tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:10 that he wants to reveal to us those deep things. That's why he's calling us out into the deep, because deep begets deep. Absolutely every aspect of what God's called his people to receive or to be, he's indicated by a wonderful name in the Bible. And God goes by the same thing, by these different names. So think about some of the names of God. He's our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees and provides. He's Yahweh, I know I'm going to butcher this because I always do, Tekenu, which is the Lord our righteousness. He's our El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty. He's the rock of our salvation. He's the sure foundation. He's used all of these different names to explain who he is, but he also gives us names and tells us in the word of who we are so that we can have that revelation. Before we started the recording, I was sharing with someone that the Word on Business is a product that I sell on my website. And that is just an MP3 or a CD that you can listen to that goes into the different aspects of who we are in Christ, as well as what he wants for our businesses, our finances, our relationships. It goes into all of these different areas. But the Lord tells us in his word so that we'll know that. He has given us an inheritance through some of these words and these names that he's given us. You know, the Holy Spirit's also the spirit of wisdom and revelation. His very ministry is to open up the eyes of our understanding that we might have the hope and know the hope of our calling, and also know the exceeding greatness of God's power towards those who believe, as well as the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in us. As this impartation of this understanding in this deep of who the Lord has called us to be and who we are according to the names that he's given us, we're going to begin to feel that pulse of the divine purpose inside of us for our lives and our business. We're going to find out who we are. We get to find out what we possess spiritually. Then we get to discover our destiny. That's the deep that we were talking about. The deep in God, the deep longing he has concerning his offspring, and he's going to start revealing it to us. This discovery opens up the deep in us, for we get to see our potential, and we get to start pursuing that deep desire. And this is the reason for our existence. It's so exciting for me, especially as we're coming into this new year. We can also affirm this by really just saying these words back to him, saying, you know, I am what God says that I am. And then look in the scripture and know what it is. There's also a free resource on my website. If you go underneath free, there's a little tab that's free that tells you some different things about who you are or if you think certain things, what God's word says. But we need to know what God's word says we are. So we can say back to him, I know what God says I am. I have what God says I have. And I will be what God says I will be. Go by what the word of God says, because our circumstances are changeable, but the word of God is not. You know, some of the titles that God has given us is that we are blessed by the Father. We are the just. We are the peacemakers. We're the pure in heart. We are his garden. We are a well of living waters. We are anointed of the Lord. We're the children of the King. I mean, there's so many different things that he tells us of who we are. And when we get that deep understanding, when we're out in the deep, what does he tell us to do? He says, let down your nets, because he wants to give us a big haul. So after Jesus told Peter and his associates to launch out into the deep, he told them to let down their nets for a catch. What does this mean to us? Once God launches us into the deep spiritually, our goal should be to reach the needy in this world, to retrieve the souls of the lost, to be those fisher of men. Every tool God gives us to achieve this goal is in place. He's given us those already. We probably already have them. He didn't say, here, I'm going to give you a new net, or I'm going to give you this new tool to go and do your business. He said, no, just let your nets down. Use the tools I've given you. Do the things that you know. If you lack skill, I'm going to encourage you to get a good coach. But obey the word of God. Okay, so let's keep going. We're to minister in the marketplace. He didn't say to do something totally foreign and totally different. He just said, you know what, let your nets down. He wants to minister in the marketplace. He's looking for you to do that. This is the goal. This is what your God-given purpose is. This is where you are right now, and it's not by mistake. It's because this is where God has positioned you. And the cool thing is you know, being called out to the deep and being told to cast our fish or our nets out, that's God works them together, and that's where God wants you to be. This is where we find out who we are in Christ, and we get to glory in it. And if we just only glory in it, we become selfish. So then what we have to do is we have to be doers of the word, right? Not just hearers only, because this pleases God. When Jesus urged his disciples to let down their nets, Peter said, Master, you know what? He started the argument. And how many times do we do this? We need to stop this in the new year. He said, Master, we've toiled all night. We're exhausted. We caught nothing. Nevertheless, and then he said, there's a pause. You can just tell there. But nevertheless, at your word, I'm going to let down the net. So, Lord, I know you've called me to this business. Maybe I haven't given it my best. Lord, I'm going to do what you say, but I'm really not going to get on the phone and make the calls. I'm really not going to share my business opportunity, or I'll share it to the people that seem open or like they would want to do it, not with everyone that you put in my path. Think about your business and where you need to just say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to obey wholeheartedly. I'm going to obey with a great attitude. I'm going to obey immediately, because if I throw my nets out, multiple nets, I know I'm going to get a huge haul. There's three basic mistakes that were made here. The first one, he said, Master, we've toiled all night and we've caught nothing. Peter judged his future possibilities by his past failures. Know that God is never limited by the past. Secondly, he said, at your word. Peter had a definite word from God, yet he didn't realize its power. I'm giving you this definite word from God today. Realize its power. Take advantage of it. And three, I'll let down the net. Peter only partially obeyed. Full obedience would have brought much greater results. Jesus had said, let down your nets, plural. And Peter responded, I'll let down the net, singular. When he began to pull that lone net in, there were so many fish it began to break. Proper preparation results in readiness to receive the full benefits of a God-ordained miracle. God has a miracle waiting for you in your life and in your business. The proper preparation will result in being ready for that God-ordained miracle. You wonder why you're not getting your miracle? Are you doing the preparation? Are you obeying what God said to do? If you're not, then how can you expect Him to bless you in a miraculous way? You know, I know a lot of you are in business, and I want to encourage you. This Thursday, I'm sharing. I normally don't like promote product during these calls, but I'm so passionate about this. Now's the time to prepare for this greater miracle. I'm doing a course. It's called Vision Casting and Success Mapping, and it is your net. It is your nets to be able to prepare and plan the year that you need to have. And I give you all the tools: how to forecast, how to figure out exactly what God wants you to do. All of those things are inside of that course. Don't miss out on it. I'm telling you. Just like in a similar way that God did this with Peter, he wants to do it with us. He wants you to launch out into the deep, not just for the purpose of finding out who we are. He wants us to put that discovery in action. He wants us to become who we are. So if we know that we are called by God as one of the names that he's given us, the anointed of the Lord, this pivotal revelation should propel you into the glorious release of the anointing of God in your lives and in your business, that the needs of others might be met. You have this, and you are here on this call or listening to this recording on purpose. But now's the time not just to know who you are, but to become who you are. We already have in the written word that God tells us to be fishers of men. throwing out the net of the gospel to capture those who are lost. We find that in Matthew 4:19 and Mark 1:17. This in itself is sufficient revelation to provide motivation in this direction and the direction for your life and your business. I am so excited because I want you to stop thinking small. We should never measure our future potential by a standard of past failures, just like Peter did. We need to stop that, and we need to just decide, you know what, we're going all in. Neither should we let a dark memory of yesterday cause us to think small, when it may as well be the time for you, especially as we're entering into a new year, to think big. Today's a new day. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just pray a special anointing upon each and every one that's listening to this call. Lord, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that there will be greater peace. There will be freedom from fears. There will be mental, emotional, and physical healing take place. Lord, we thank you for the blessing on each and every person, that as you're working in and through them, that your power is at work in us so that we are able to do, not just think, but do superabundantly, far over and above all that you ask, all that we could ever ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. We thank you for this power, Lord, according to Ephesians 3:20. You tell us in your word that you have given us the ability to create wealth, that it's our responsibility. You've given us the ability to create wealth, but it's our responsibility to obey and to do, not just be a hearer of the word. Yes, being a hearer of the word builds our faith, but we also need to be a doer of the word according to your word. So, Father God, I pray that you will give a fresh anointing and fire inside of each person's belly. Give them the supernatural wisdom and direction, divine ideas that will create their wealth, new business ideas, new places to prospect. Lord, I pray that favor go out before each and every person as they're talking to potential business partners, as they're talking to potential hosts, as they're talking to potential customers, and that people know they are blessed because these people are a blessing. They are your children. They are your anointed. They are children of the Most High God. We know that you tell us in your word and Proverbs 3:4 that we will find good favor and good understanding and high esteem, not only in your sight, but in the sight of man. So I release that anointing and that blessing on them, Lord. And I do pray that you will release them right now from the spirit of condemnation, because you tell us in Romans 8:1 that there is no spirit of condemnation around us. Help us to release the guilt of what had happened this year, or maybe what didn't happen this year, but that we move into next year with a fresh, new anointing. You tell us that we have an abundant supply according to Luke 6:38, so we thank you for that. Lord, we know that you have redeemed us from the curse of lack, poverty, and want in all areas of our life. We know we are blessed because of you, according to Galatians 3:13. Lord, I pray that you set that fire inside of their belly, that we see the fish, the men all around us, Lord, that you want us to bring into the kingdom, that you would give them a new fire, Lord, to be ministers in the marketplace. Lord, help us to share the gospel, to be your light in the world, so that people are drawn to us, just like people were drawn to Jesus, just like people were drawn to Peter, and that they will have their nets overflowing. Lord, I pray that you will help us to be obedient, that we understand that we first must come to you and go out into the deep. So draw us closer to you, Lord. Draw us closer. Lord, I do pray that you will release frustration and the spirit of frustration that has resided in people's lives, the spirit of depression. You must leave now in Jesus' name. And we walk in the power and the prosperity of God, because that is our inheritance. We love you, Father God. We ask all this in Jesus' name, and we thank you that 2014 will be our best year yet. Lord, I pray that you will help us to work on purpose, according to your purpose and your direction for our life. We love you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.